When she was at the University of Chicago, is this the first time then she experienced gender discrimination? Because this is very much a part of her story. Mm-hmm. Is that true, and how does that come into her story?
Yeah, I would agree with you, John. These are great questions to consider and discuss. She did very well in her graduate work at the University of Chicago. There were other women who were also students in the graduate program, but it was, I would say, majority male faculty and male graduate students. And when it's time for finding employment, finding tenure-track positions, she really struggled and was actually told that it was detrimental that she was a woman, that they were really looking for men to hire.
I think she wrote later on when she was applying maybe to the University of Oklahoma, I'm getting ahead of myself, she says, this affliction.
Yes.
Being a female.
Yes.
You know, right here might be a good place. Describe her personality.
What I really enjoy about studying Angie DeBoe is you see her humor. You see her humor in her writing. You see her humor in the way she would talk and tell stories in her oral history interviews. And that humor was alive and well in her childhood writings as well. In her diaries, she was funny. In her letters to friends in Kansas, she was funny. So she had a wonderful sense of humor, and she enjoyed life very much.
But she was also very assertive.
Yes.
Which got her through and did the things that she did. Isn't that true? And she had a personality maybe that could rub some people the wrong way?
Absolutely. And this is where we need to talk about historians like Angie DeBoe and others through the lens of gender, because women may have the same goals, pursue similar topics as men. And we can talk about the 1920s and 30s and 40s, but some of these issues continue today. So yes, she was confident. She was headstrong. She was unapologetic in her passion and commitment to seeking the truth and publishing it. And sometimes that prevented her from securing employment.
I think I read where about nearly 30 college history departments would not hire females. What's
right.
the thinking?
I think the thinking is these positions, these privileged positions, are reserved for men. Some departments would realize the great contributions and why you should actively hire women historians, women intellectuals. I even think about West Texas, where she worked in the demonstration school. Others, men and women, though, were promoted over Angie DeBoe. And then finally, she was working in the museum. So some could say it was her personality. She was unrelenting and unapologetic. It is a very challenging issue.
Well, some of that remains today. I think you alluded to that earlier.
Yes. If I could add here, what I'm thinking about is in the 1950s, she had the opportunity to teach Oklahoma history at Oklahoma State University. She was the MAPS librarian. She was working in the library. When I talked to different historians around the state, they had her Oklahoma history class. That's how they became inspired to become historians, was taking her class at Oklahoma State University as an undergraduate, for example. Then they went on to become historians in their own right. So what I often think about is if she had that tenure track position, how many more lives she would have reached in those classes. Her legacy, though, is the work that she has produced, and therefore the historians study and cite her in their work today.
During the Depression, everything was cut back in education. Mm-hmm. Her pay was cut back.
Mm-hmm.
The thing we like about Angie DeBoe is she could have given up.
Right.
There are many times she could have said, okay, I'm just not going to do anything. And I hope that this will be an example to young people to never give up. She never gave up. Maybe she entered periods of depression. I don't know if you mm-hmm. know that or not. Is mm-hmm. that true?
Yes, I would agree with you and say yes, she experienced periods of depression. And through family support and through fellowships and grants, she would be very frugal with her resources. She would live at home. She would continue her research and her writing with the support of her parents and then her mother to tell those stories, to share those stories.